Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Green from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be all right. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, we have our good friend Zach Lichty joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe this morning.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, how are you?
Doing well.
I think the last time we saw Zach, he was bringing us some toys.
Surely was.
Lots
Two
of
times.
Toys, as I recall. So we appreciate
yeah,
that.
We did. I actually couldn't bring enough. I wish I would have brought more.
We love a charitable man.
So tell us about Relay for Life and what you have going on.
So we've been at this for a while, and you know, thank you to you and everybody else that's there. We were happy to be on the air earlier this year, and we're coming to the end of this year, and we are looking forward to our Relay for Life. And the main event is bringing together 30 South Shore communities on May 17th in Braintree, Mass. At 1 John F. Kennedy Drive in Braintree, and looking forward to celebrating 40 years of Relay for Life.
And Zach, I know this is something that is very personal to you. You've been very passionate about it. You keep us posted on what's happening to make sure we don't forget, and I appreciate that. Why is this so important to you?
Cancer is one of those things where I personally have seen it eat away at people. With my grandfather in particular, he was a very handy man. He worked for GTE over his lifetime, but I watched cancer eat away to him to where he was, you know, close to 270 pounds. And by the time that it was done, he was like in, you know, a 120 pound person. And it's just a sad thing to see eat away at people. And we've had family and friends, and it seems like every other day you're hearing somebody that's passing away or getting affected by this terrible disease.
This week marks the one-year anniversary since Lana's mom passed away.
Mm.
And we've been talking a lot about it. Obviously, it's been heavy on our hearts, for sure.
Yeah.
So it hits very close to home for us as well.
For sure.
So how do you need people to help out, Zach? What do you need from us? Where do you want us to tell people to find you?
Okay, so I have sent in my links, and so if we could post that with this that's going up on the website and Facebook, that would be great. And then you know, anything else, send in an email, you know, look up the site, look at what you can do. But one of the biggest things and one of the coolest things is to come out and actually check out the Relay for Life on May 17th. come out and join us. It is an all-day event that is running from 1 o'clock until 10 p.m., so it's a big day. And, you know, you can spend the time that you want to while you're there. We have luminaries that are there in the evening, you can participate throughout the day. We have a DJ that's there. We have games. We have activities, a bouncy house, plenty of things for kids to do. There's a presentation that'll come up at the end of the night in remembrance of people that we have that have passed and struggling. But it's an all-day event, and it would be great if somebody could, you know, if you can spend the time to come out and see it.
Okay, if you want a link to when the event is happening, where it's happening, or if you would like to donate to Zach and his fundraising efforts, you can do that too. Drop us a text here in the studio at 617-655-1234, and we'll send you the donation link. We'll send you the event page as well. So again, you can text us here in the studio at 617-655-1234. Zach, I know you're already a member of the Carson and Kennedy
Pretty
Good Vibe
much.
Tribe, but we add another stripe to your sleeve.
There you go. I love that.
There we go. Appreciate it.
Well, it was great to talk to you again, Zach. We'll see you soon.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24-7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Cameron.
Yeah. Dirty is a service of findmassmoney.gov. Blue Origin's first all-female NS-31 crew has returned safely to Earth after making their historic voyage. The mission spent a total of 10 minutes and 21 seconds in space, spending several minutes in zero gravity. The crew was led by Lauren Sanchez. It included Katy Perry, Gail King, Amanda Nguyen, Aisha Bao, and Carrie Ann Flynn. After touching down in West Texas, Gail and Katie took a moment to kiss the ground in appreciation. Famous faces in the crowd included Oprah Winfrey, Kris Jenner, Khloe Kardashian, Orlando Bloom, and of course, Jeff Bezos. Gail, who has a fear of flying, called the flight oddly quiet and peaceful. You look down at the planet and think, that's where we came from? It's a reminder of how we need to do better and be better. Katie serenaded her crewmates in zero gravity with What a Wonderful World. She brought with her a daisy in honor of her daughter, Daisy Bloom. Bioastronautics research scientist and sexual violence survivor advocate Amanda brought a hospital bracelet from her assault recovery, saying no dream is too wild. Writer and philanthropist Lauren said Earth looked really alive and how we're all in this together. Aisha, a former NASA rocket scientist and STEM advocate, brought her 92-year-old grandfather's watch to the launch, reflected on being the first person of Bahamian descent to visit space. And philanthropist Carrie Ann was brought to tears by the voyage, saying knowing that everyone I love was standing there looking up at me, I hope that these types of experiences will clear a path for everyone to do that. And here's what it sounded like when they went into zero gravity.
I've heard it
no.
Too many
no? Did I play the wrong thing?
No, or I put it in wrong. Can you try three?
For today's presentation of a Minecraft movie,
it happens.
In any event,
I would play Rainbow Connection in space,
though. They sounded like they were having a ball. They did.
How do you feel about it as a woman?
I think it's great. I think anything that, you know, shows that you can do what you want. Now, granted, you know, this was basically getting in a ride and letting it take you somewhere. You know, they didn't really, you know, nobody had to, like, go study and go become an astronaut.
Right.
Or whatever. But I just think in places that men have truly always been, to see women in them is important. That's all. But I think it's great. So congratulations to them. Sorry I didn't have the sound. I'm an idiot.
That's all right. I did see a funny line from a comedian, Dan, and I'm going to read it to you as he wrote it. Breaking Jeff Bezos spends $50 million to get 90 minutes break from wife. That's kind of funny. Relatable content.
The internet has decided that Bill Belichick's girlfriend is not their favorite. He was doing a practice with the UNC football team, and a video from a TikTok account went viral on Twitter showing Jordan on the sideline during the practice, and everybody had things to say about what she was doing and what she was wearing. Why this matters, I have no idea.
What was she wearing?
But
can I explain it, Kennedy?
Not if you're going to be mean about it.
I'm not going to be mean about it. It was all like powder blue and white, very UNC colors. And I just want you to imagine, like, the gorgeous ladies of wrestling from back in the day, you know, where the over-exaggerated jackets, the very tall heeled boot.
That's what everybody's wearing.
Football field during practice, it looks a little out of place.
I just think this is how women dress at these, the wives and girlfriends. They're always trying to impress and whatever. And
sure,
to
but
be
those
frank,
are at
it
the
doesn't
games.
Matter what it's, she wears.
It's just wild that she's even there. Like, Bill Belichick would kill somebody when he was the Patriots coach for bringing their wife to practice.
Her girlfriend on the field.
Is, and now she's just everywhere.
She's part of the business now.
She's a business
now. He has changed a lot.
Yes, and so this is the story. People calling her an attention whore. The only reason Bill is enabling it is because he's whipped. I'm not condemning Bill. Just this whole thing is crazy. People agree with me. Women like this are so cringe and gross. She is just with him for the money. I hate it here.
So
you do
also,
whatever. It's not your business.
The word on the street is as well. So NFL Films, which Bill Belichick loves the history of football, approached him about covering all of this at UNC. And then she got involved and they said, we're out. We don't want to be involved with you if she's involved with the program. So they backed away. And then I guess they started a production company and they are still doing all of what the NFL Films was going to do. They're just doing it all on their own. So she's on the field, like taking microphones mm-hmm. back and forth, mm-hmm. all of that kind of stuff.
So she was working. Mm-hmm. mm-hmm. I just don't understand why everybody hates her so much. Like, it's none of my business.
Mm-hmm.
Bill, if you're happy, go coach. Do your thing. Whatever mm-hmm. brings you joy.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a lot of vitriol. And so the audio that I thought I was going to play.
Yes.
Let me play this for you anyway.
Okay.
So Minecraft the movie is in theaters now. People
it's
are loving it.
Making all of the money.
But it's like people are throwing stuff at the screen.
Yeah,
is what
Barrett
you guys
said
were telling
it was,
me.
Yeah, Barrett said it was utter chaos.
So
the
Jack Black showed up to one of the screenings unbeknownst to the folks who were there. So he was behind the scenes being like voice of God. And here's what he had to say.
For today's presentation of a Minecraft movie. Please, no throwing popcorn, and also, absolutely no chicken jockeys!
No! And then he ran out and said, it's me. So
I don't know what he just said.
I don't know what a chicken jockey is, but they were digging it.
Oh, that's part of the movie.
Yes. Barrett has become obsessed with this game now. He didn't really play it that much before. He played it when he was younger, but he's now downloaded a new version, and he's just been sitting there on Minecraft for the past week and a half since
the
movie
came out.
There you go.
Jack Black always struck me as a type who would be pro-throwing popped corn. He seems like the type that would be like, let it fly.
Maybe he feels for the people that got to sweep it up.
Yeah.
I don't know. And that's what I got.
Since when is it called popped corn? It's popcorn.
You're uncultured.
It's not popped corn. There's no P-E-D in that.
Jack
it's
Black
popcorn.
Can call it whatever he wants.
It's popcorn.
Which
it's
is
not popped corn.
Popcorn, which is short for what?
Popcorn.
Which is short for?
Popcorn.
How do you get the popcorn? What happens
you
to the corn?
You take some corn
kernel?
And you pop it, and you make popcorn.
Because the corn has been
next time
popped.
You go to the theater and look at the person behind the counter and go, I would like it a bucket of popped corn.
Let Jack Black talk how he wants to talk. What are you, the arbiter of the English language?
When you go somewhere, do you say like a Coca-Cola? No, you sure don't. You still
no,
have
say,
a Coke.
I say some popcorn.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man.
You can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
A-E-R-O-N-A-U-T-I-C-A-L. Had to write it down.
You ain't got no alibi.
You aeronautical. Can't be Kennedy brought to you by Subaru of New England.
Love, space talk, Kennedy.
Love
Thank
spring
you.
And a new
As
Subaru.
As a girl, I clearly don't know.
SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, please say good morning to Jordan from Sterling.
Hi, Jordan.
Hello.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Yes, Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Also, your little brother Dominic is in the car. How old is he?
15.
15. Very cool. Where do you go to school, Dominic?
Wachusett High School.
Oh, you guys had a little bit of snow up there over the weekend, huh?
Yeah.
That was
it's all melted now.
Okay, good deal. Here we go. 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you win $100. If you tie Kennedy, that is a loss for you. Kennedy is over in that soundproof studio, and she can't hear anything that is happening. Question number one. A former Guns N' Roses manager claims Axl Rose takes 50% of the band's total income. Which of these is not a Guns N' Roses song? Kickstart My Heart, Welcome to the Jungle, or Sweet Child of Mine? Which one is not?
Kickstart to the Jungle?
Kickstart My Heart or Welcome to the Jungle? Which one of those?
Oh, Kickstart My Heart.
Question number two. Katy Perry, Gail King, and Jeff Bezos' fiancé Lauren Sanchez successfully completed their space flight yesterday. Gail and Katy kissed the ground, and Katy says she's writing a song about her experience. Speaking of space, which planet in our solar system is called the Red Planet?
Mars?
Let's go, Dominic.
Question number three. This singer turns 47 today. Take a listen to one of his biggest hits and then name him.
Oh, it's Tennessee whiskey.
Name the artist, please.
Chris Stapleton.
Question number four. 70 years ago today, in 1955, Ray Kroc opened the first McDonald's restaurant in Des Plaines, Illinois. Who played Ray Kroc in the movie The Founder?
Oh.
Yeah, might be before your time.
I know. I don't know.
Question number five. Tom Cruise and Ana de Armas sparked dating rumors once again after previously being seen together around Valentine's Day and later at a London heliport. They were recently spotted together again. Which actor did Ana date after they met on the set of the movie Deep Water?
I don't know. I mean, do you know?
No. All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio. That's all right. You know what you know. You did well.
You did watch Usa Tie proud.
Yeah, you did really well. All right, Kennedy. Jordan and her brother Dominic got 3 out of 5 correct.
Well done, friends.
Yeah. Okay, I'll take that.
These are tough. Are you ready? Mm-hmm. A former Guns N' Roses manager claims Axl Rose takes 50% of the band's total income. Which of these is not a Guns N' Roses song? Kickstart My Heart, Welcome to the Jungle, or Sweet Child of Mine?
Kickstart My Heart.
That is Motley Crue, guys. Look them up. Tied at 1.
Your dad might like them.
Question number 2. Katy Perry, Gail King, and Jeff Bezos' fiancé Lauren Sanchez successfully completed their space flight yesterday. Gail and Katy kissed the ground, and Katy says she's writing a song about her experience. Speaking of space, which planet in our solar system is called the Red Planet?
Mars.
Tied at 2. This singer turns 47 today. Take a listen and then name him.
Oh, rest moon. It's Tennessee whiskey. You're as sweet as strawberry wine.
Chris Stapleton.
It is Chris Stapleton. Tied at 3. 70 years ago today, 1955, Ray Kroc opened the first McDonald's restaurant in Des Plaines, Illinois. Who played Ray Kroc in the movie The Founder?
Michael Keaton.
That is correct. 4-3. Question number 5. Tom Cruise and Ana de Armas have sparked dating rumors again, Kennedy.
Mm.
Which actor did Ana date after they met on the set of the movie Deep Water?
Ben Affleck.
It was Ben Affleck. Correct.
Oh, boy.
She's pretty good, isn't she?
Yeah.
Yep. She's pretty good. 5-3 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. I'm sorry, Jordan and Dominic, you don't get the cash. However, you did win yourself some concert tickets. You got tickets to see Andy Grammer and the Monster Tour at the South Shore Music Circus, August 24th. Tickets and more at themusiccircus.org. You enjoy those tickets, okay?
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
We are Jordan and Dominic from Sterling, and we can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
We're going to try something new on the show. It is called Hot Take Tuesday.
Is pineapple on pizza a jailable offense? Is Samsung better than Apple? Does anyone even like avocado toast?
Can I ask you a question?
Absolutely not.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
Tuesday, where bad opinions come to die.
One of us gives a hot take, the rest of us burn it down. And friends, you're going to need some aloe. Hot Take Tuesday. Let's go.
Wow, whoever our voice person is, Kennedy, she's fantastic. 617-655-1234 for Hot Take Tuesday. 617-655-1234. Kennedy, would you like to go first with your Hot Take Tuesday take?
Sure. For all you snobby snobs out there, it's perfectly acceptable to put ice cubes in a wine glass and then put your wine in it.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Even if it's a red.
Oh, that is a hot take.
You do you.
I don't mind throwing my red in the refrigerator every once in a while, but I can't throw ice in my wine, Kennedy. That just doesn't do it for me. Doesn't it water down the taste?
Oh, I'm sorry. What kind of wine are you purchasing?
I mean, it's in a box, maybe.
No.
I bet if you just poured them in a glass with the label, most people couldn't tell the difference between a $100 bottle and a $20
bottle. Drink it fast enough, it won't affect anything, sir. But if it ain't cold and you want it.
Oh, I love it.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Cell phones should be banned from every sporting event, from every concert venue. If there is a big thing happening where lots of people are congregating for something, cell phones should not be allowed in. Period, point blank, end of story. I don't know if you had a chance to watch the end of the Masters and that moment where Rory drops down to his knees and is crying. And then they pan to the crowd. And you know what they're doing? They're not looking at it through their phones because the Masters does not allow phones inside their golf tournament. And it was glorious. Everybody was looking at one another. They were high-fiving one another. They were hugging one another. They were laughing. They were crying. And they were doing it because they didn't have their stupid phone in their hand looking through the little screen.
It's Hot Take Tuesday. So,
Tuesday.
Excuse me, Kennedy.
All yours.
Do you mean like when you go to see certain comedians and they make you put your phone in the little pouch until the show's over and then you can unlock it?
You go to a concert. When I went to the, I was lucky enough to go to the opening of the MGM Music Hall with Bruno Mars. They took your phones, and it was amazing, and it was wonderful.
I hate watching a concert through other people's phones.
And then other people are putting their phones up, and then you got to look through their phones too. Producer Dan, what about you?
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
Tuesday. My hot take today is that showering together as a couple is the most overrated thing on the planet. And I know some people are like, it's so romantic and it's intimate bonding. Miss me with that. It's one person's always in the back. They're half wet. They're freezing. They're like soapy, but they're not getting the water.
Okay.
The other person is in the front getting all the water. One of you likes it regular hot and one of you likes it like Daenerys Targaryen, dragon breath hot, so the temperature's always off. And there's only so much room in the tub. Like, I'm a bigger guy. If I gotta like scooch by you, one of us almost gonna damn near pop out the tub. I don't think showering as a couple is romantic. Just let me do my 15 minutes in there with my Spotify playlist and I'm good.
I will admit I have not done a couple shower in a very long time. But
yeah, because they're stupid.
But what if you got like multiple heads, Dan, and you got a big walk-in shower?
Okay, if you have the proper like...
Absolutely. Oh, I just walked him off his
hot take. Tuesday.
If you have...
Absolutely not. I don't need people to see my morning ablutions. I don't care who you are or how much you love me. There are things that are private.
I don't know what an ablution is, but yeah.
I don't want to see them.
Showering as a couple's overrated.
617-655-1234. It is Hot Take Tuesday. What is your hot take? And we're going to talk to Kennedy here in just a moment. A woman from the 80s, and she has a take about something from the
80s. Let's
go. That might hurt your heart a little bit.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
Again, 617-655-1234. More Hot Take Tuesday.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
All right, we're trying something new on the show today because we are pioneers in broadcasting, Kennedy. It's the only way to get into the Massachusetts Hall of Fame is to try something new.
No one's ever heard of a hot take before.
I know, although if you search the internet.
We're 20 years behind.
Hot take's been happening for 2 decades.
But that's fine.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Okay, just to recap our hot takes today, Kennedy says ice in wine is okay.
Absolutely.
I say no cell phones at any ticketed events like sporting games or concert venues. Leave the cell phones in a pouch somewhere. And Dan says couple showers are overrated.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
Got an angry text from my girlfriend about that one, too.
Oh.
Whoops.
617-655-1234. Our good friend Corey from Medford. What's going on, Corey?
Hey, guys. So, 100% agree. Kennedy, lukewarm white wine is absolutely horrid.
Trash.
Couple showers. I like it searing hot. My hubby likes it lukewarm, which means I end up freezing my butt off.
Mm-hmm. See?
Carson, I'm short. I'm really getting tired of watching concerts through someone else's cell phone.
It's the worst. It is the absolute worst.
It's hard. You pay those prices, and the people stand up in front of you, and all you see is their cell phones.
Yeah, that is the absolute worst. Thank you, Corey. Thank you, Corey.
Thanks, buddy.
We appreciate that. Let's see. Rachel's from Wakefield. What does your boyfriend do? Hot Take Tuesday? Oh, wait, hold on.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
He likes to put, well, first of all, I will say he's Irish and from Medford. So he doesn't know how to have an Italian sub, and he likes to put mayo on his Italian sub.
So your hot take and is does not belong on an Italian sub.
Well, that's obvious.
Correct.
To whom?
It's an Italian. It doesn't come with mayo.
A lot of things don't come with things. That doesn't mean you don't get to have them. This is America. I'll put mayo on everything.
There's this place we go to in Revere for the Italian subs, and they refuse to make it for them.
Good for them. Good for them.
Mayo doesn't go on Italian
subs.
That
is so amazing.
I'm just saying. Shout out to them. What's the name of the place you go to in Revere? Do you know?
New Deal Fruit in Revere.
Oh, yes, New Deal. They know how to make an Italian. Your boyfriend, on the other hand. What's his name?
Tom.
Dan, what do you think about Tom putting mayonnaise on his Italian?
Some people are living life the wrong way. I just try to keep my head on straight and narrow, Carson.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
Oil,
Tuesday,
oregano, Tuesday, salt, and pepper.
Extra hot, Dan. Always extra
No,
hot.
Thank you. I'd have to mainline Tums.
Kristen's from Haverhill. Good morning, Kristen.
Good morning.
What is your Hot Take Tuesday?
So technically it's my husband's, but I, with my full chest, agree. The minute that you qualify for like AARP or any of the 65 plus programs, you need to start having your license tested every year.
Okay, first of all, you can join AARP at 53 years old.
Yeah, I started getting those letters pretty early
on. Oh, I already signed up. The deals are amazing.
I'm not admitting to that.
The deals are crazy good. You're dumb.
Yeah. Chris, you just hit them both where they live.
No, but I'm with you. The driver's licenses are way too easy to get, and you get to keep them for way too long.
I would agree.
Well,
like
Massachusetts beat out Florida this year for the amount of retirees that settled here.
I mean, my friends, I've been to traffic school.
Right.
I've seen the people who go to traffic school. I am one of them. And the amount of people that were like, that's not true, when it absolutely was, blew my brain. Yeah.
I agree. Like, once you pass like 75 or 80, you should have to take a test every year.
Thank you. We appreciate that.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
Cynthia has a hot take based in the 80s. What do you got, Cynthia?
I don't like E.T. I didn't like it as a kid. I don't like it now. It's a terrible movie, and I don't get it. I don't understand why anyone stuck out their neck for E.T. He's gross looking. It's just not a great movie.
Why you gotta judge an alien?
Elliot was just as bad. He was so annoying.
Oh, my gosh. Wow, that is an extremely scalding hot take.
How could you not just, like, well up when he holds out his finger and he says, phone home.
No, he says,
I was not invested
right
in the
here.
Whatever
character.
He said. It was the 80s, a long time ago. I just remember it was emotional, Kennedy.
What a defense.
I was not invested in these two characters. I was very much waiting for the movie to be over. And the worst part was is my younger sister, the baby of the family, loved it, so we had to watch it way too many times.
Oh. Well, thank you for sharing.
All right. Thanks for calling in, Cynthia. Bye-bye.
Take care.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
Tuesday.
I think our inaugural Hot Take Tuesday went very well.
This is so good. Every Tuesday.
Oh, now you want to do it every Tuesday.
I enjoyed it a great deal.
Right. All right. Well, we'll put it under advisement, Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can?
time.
Gabby Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. A little love goes a long way in a 2025 Subaru Forester Hybrid. Learn more at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Colleen from Andover.
Hi, Colleen.
Hi, Kennedy.
Colleen is commuting to work right now. How are you commuting to work? In the car?
Yeah, I'm commuting in a car, and it is pouring buckets outside right now.
Oh, no.
All right, well, please be safe. Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you, too.
All
Colleen,
right.
Can you turn your radio down a little bit, too? There's a little feedback.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Sorry about that.
No worries. Thank you. So Kennedy's left the studio. She can't hear anything that's happening. All you have to do is get more questions right than Kennedy, and you are going to win the money. Have you ever played before, Colleen?
I've never played before, but I've been trying to play the past couple of weeks.
All right. Today's the day. You're going to win $100 cash. Mm-hmm. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Question number one, Emma Watson turning 35 today. She played Hermione Granger in the Harry Potter movies. Hermione is a witch, but her parents are non-magical. What are non-magic humans called in the world of Harry Potter?
Muggles.
Jack Black made a surprise appearance at a screening of the Minecraft movie at a theater in L.A. over the weekend. And he warned the kids, quote, please no throwing popped corn. Can you name the Jack Black movie where he posed as a substitute music teacher at an elite private elementary school?
School of Rock.
Today in 2003, this artist released their debut album titled Thankful, featuring her single Miss Independent. Take a listen to the hook and then name the artist. Name the artist?
Kelly Clarkson.
Louis Fonsi, 47 today. He's a Latin artist that's famous in America for the song Despacito, where he put Justin Bieber on the remix. What does Despacito mean in Spanish? It's a great question, Dan.
Yeah. Right. It does not mean dance to me. I got nothing, I'm sorry.
That's all right. Question number five, a list of the best food moments in movies include the dinner scene in When Harry Met Sally, Lady and the Tramp's spaghetti and meatballs, and the chocolate river in Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. In Willy Wonka, what is the name of the little German boy who falls into the chocolate river?
Oh, my God. I know this.
Oompa, loompa, doopa-dee-doo. I've got another question for you.
Oh, I'm kicking myself.
All right. Let's get Kennedy back into the studio.
Kennedy!
As soon as you hear the name, you're going to be like, ah, that was it.
Yep, exactly.
Kennedy, welcome back.
Hello.
Colleen from Andover, who is commuting into work. 45 minutes every day you commute, depending on traffic?
Yep, 35, 40 minutes, yeah.
Got 3 out of 5 correct.
Well done.
These are tough. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Emma Watson, 35 today. She played Hermione Granger in the Harry Potter movies. Hermione is a witch, but her parents are non-magical. What are the non-magic humans called in Harry Potter?
Muggles.
Tied at 1. Jack Black made a surprise appearance at a screening of the Minecraft movie at a theater in L.A. Can you name the Jack Black movie where he played a substitute music teacher at an elite private elementary school?
School of Rock.
Tied at 2. Today in 2003, this artist released her debut album titled Thankful, featuring her single Miss Independent. Take a listen.
Kelly Clarkson.
And then name the artist. All right, name the artist, Kennedy.
Kelly Clarkson.
That's a good guess. Tied at 3. Louis Fonsi, 47 today. He's a Latin artist that is famous in America for the song Despacito. Kennedy, what does Despacito mean in Espanol?
Dang it.
It does not mean dang it.
I know what. You're pretty.
Thank you, Kennedy.
Muy bonita.
Slowly.
Ah, dang it.
3-3, question number 5. A list of the best food moments in the movies include the dinner scene in When Harry Met Sally, Lady and the Tramp's spaghetti and meatballs, and the chocolate river in Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. Now, in Willy Wonka, what is the name of the little German boy who falls into the chocolate river?
Oh, what is it? Augustus...
Maine.
Augustus Gloop? Gloop? Gloop?
That is it.
Oh,
Augustus
my God.
Gloop. Augustus Gloop, Kennedy.
Then he gets stuck in the tube.
Four to three is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Just got a text from the 978 Hot Take Tuesday. Too many Harry Potter questions.
How dare you?
Life's tough everywhere. You'll be fine.
Colleen, unfortunately, with Kennedy getting a win 4-3, you don't get the cash, but thank you for listening to us on your commute and calling in to play. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Colleen from Andover, and I cannot beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. We're about to speak with Casey Maitland from Samaritans. There's a conversation that is happening right now because of something that was said by Red Sox player Jaron Duran. If you've not heard about this, it's a tough conversation to have. We're going to play you audio from a documentary series on Netflix called The Clubhouse, where he talks about suicide, and it can be a lot to hear. So we just want to give you that warning that this can be a lot. It's a very heavy conversation, but because Jaron Duran shared this, we're now having another conversation out in the open, mm-hmm. which is always a good thing. Mm-hmm. And I know you're involved with Samaritans. You have been for many, many years. Before I play this audio, mm-hmm. can you talk about what it is that they do?
Samaritans is, we are a suicide prevention is our goal. We have a 24/7 crisis line. We do grief counseling for those who have suffered a loss or an attempt. We will come into your school, your work, your wherever to have conversations. And 3 years ago, last month, they just had their birthday. Hey Sam celebrated their third birthday, and they are for people 25 and under, mm-hmm. a text line where you can just have conversations, talk, do whatever. They just want to have conversations so that if you are in that space, you know you're not alone.
Right. And Jaron Duran is a star for the Red Sox now, but it was rough in the beginning. And so on this Netflix documentary, The Clubhouse, he shared this.
Like, I was already hearing it from fans, and like what they say to me, it's like I haven't told myself 10 times worse that in the mirror. Yeah. It was a pretty low time for me. Like, I didn't even want to be here anymore.
When you say here, you mean here with the Red Sox or here on planet Earth?
Probably both. Yeah, probably both. That was like a really tough time for me. Yeah. I got to the point where I was sitting in my room. I had my my rifle and I had a bullet, and I pulled the trigger and the gun clicked, but nothing happened. So to this day, like, I think God just didn't let me take my own life, because I seriously don't know like why it didn't go off. But I took it as a sign of like, all right, I might have to be here for a reason. So then that's when I started to look myself in the mirror. After the gun didn't go off, I was like, all right, well, like, let's... I was like, do I want to be here or do I not want to be here? Like, I looked myself in the mirror and I was like, that happened for a reason. Like, obviously you're here for a reason. So, like, let's be the way you want to be. Let's play the way you want to play. And let's, you know, just live the way I want to live.
So again, that was Jaron Duran sharing something very personal and private during that Red Sox documentary. And it opened up a conversation even during the broadcast of the Red Sox game. They were sharing the phone number. They were sharing the Hey Sam information. Casey Maitland is, I want to make sure I get your title right here.
Chief Clinical Officer.
Chief Clinical Officer for Samaritans. Good morning, Casey.
Good morning.
It's a difficult conversation to hear when you hear him share that and where he was in his headspace, but what has it been like for you guys since he did open up?
Yeah. You know, we have been asked to speak on this, and what a privilege and an honor to do so. I mean, certainly when the story first broke and when, you know, they started talking about Samaritans and 988 and Hey Sam on the NESN broadcast during the game, you know, we saw triple the amount of call volume the next day. So we know that the sharing of the story, that him telling his truth, that it just, it impacted people in such an incredible way. And, you know, I think that people first think like, oh, so many people who are struggling are reaching out. And I think that's true. I also think that people truly felt like, oh, I'm not alone in this. And there's something, there's a place to access help.
I think one of the things that he said that was, you know, the way he started the conversation was basically saying that, you know, being famous isn't everything it's cracked up to be. And I'm starting to believe the things that people say. And we use words so freely, I think, you know, even what we do here on our show, you know, judgments or whatever, but the words that come out of your mouth are more to the point, they're typed on a keyboard. Like, this is what it can lead to. Can you sort of speak to maybe how we can be better humans? But
sure,
I mean to say,
yeah,
how important easy, yeah, something small as leaving a crappy comment on someone's page can lead to something so large. Yeah?
Oh, gosh. Yeah. You know, I connect so much to this idea that feelings are universal. And I don't mean that we all have the same experiences, but the definition of empathy is finding something in me that can connect with something in you, right? So the things that we're afraid to talk about are often the things that connect us the most. And I also have this running theory that when you're unable to do that, that it's because you're unable to connect with something in yourself. And so when we do these things, like leave these comments or make these comments to people, even if they're the slightest things, you know, we do this this role play where we're, you know, I'll ask someone, you know, how was your day? And I'll do an example of a good way to respond, right? Which is, tell me more about your day your commute, right? Tell me more about your commute. And I'll say, like, how was your commute? And someone will say, oh, I took the train today. And I'll say, oh, how was that? How was the train? And they'll respond and they'll tell me more. The next question I might ask is, right, I'll ask again, how was the train? And then they'll say, oh, the train was really hard and it was, you know, it was slow, et cetera, et cetera. And my next response will be, oh, you take the train? You don't drive it? And the mere difference of that response, right, from, oh, how was the train? Tell me more, to, oh, you take the train, you don't drive. You can hear in just that simple reflection, which we do all the time as humans,
right,
that I'm passing judgment on the fact that someone's taking the train. And so it immediately closes up the conversation. And so when we do those things day in and day out, we have judgments, we pass judgments, right? I call it a case of the judgies, right? As soon as you apply judgment onto something that someone's doing, it's almost going to immediately happen to you, right? I would never act that way in a restaurant with my kids. I would never take this, you know, type of medication.
Right.
I would never. And as soon as we start doing those things, it others people. And it just, it sort of dilutes the human experience. Mm.
Okay, so what we want to do is point you towards Samaritan's Hope. You can go to samaritanshope.org. If you need to get help, if you're having suicidal thoughts, if you want to get involved, you can help others in need. If you want to find grief support, maybe you've lost a loved one to suicide. These are all services that Samaritans offers. You can reach out to 988. You can call or text 24/7. Again, go to their website. They're across all social media platforms as well. And we just thought it was important to have this conversation. And it was wonderful of Jaron Durant to share it. And it just, you know, putting it out in the light is just better for everybody.
I just think the bigger the person who can have this conversation can help you understand that regardless of who you are, you can have all the money, you can have all the talent, you can have all the everything.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter. And what happens behind closed doors or in someone's brain, we're all the same that way.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
to shine a light on something this big from someone who has such a pulpit, I just couldn't be more honored in what he said, and I feel like he opened up a lot of conversations, as you said, Kate, with three times the amount of call volume after that. So
yeah, and I think, you know, we keep getting asked, why is it so important that he told his story? And I think, I keep saying this, but I think it's so important. It's because it allowed us to see ourselves in him. Mm-hmm. It allowed us to believe that people who achieve great things struggle too. Yep. I have to remind myself of this every day, but the real, true, authentic versions of ourselves are rarely the tidiest versions, right? We connect to the adversity far more than we connect to the consistent triumph, because we're all riding a wave where it feels like we win some, but we lose most. And isn't that where all the beautiful stuff happens?
Yes. Like
in all the places in between?
Yes, in the messy places in between.
In the messy places.
Thank you, girl.
And Jaron telling his story and sharing his truth showed us that. So it's just been really beautiful.
Casey Maitland, Chief Clinical Officer from Samaritans. Again, samaritanshope.org. Casey, thank you for coming on and talking about that this morning.
Thank you so much. You guys are wonderful.
All right. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay thanks. Bye-bye.
It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
I was really intrigued by all the reaction from the women in space yesterday. I don't know if you had a chance to read anything about it yet, or if you saw any of the videos or heard kind of what happened while they were up there or as they were, you know, getting back onto the ground. Katy Perry, there's a picture circulating today of her. As soon as she gets back on the ground, she's down on all fours.
Her and Gail did it both.
And they are kissing the ground. Uh-huh. There was some singing that happened.
She sang A Wonderful World.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Just for a moment or two. They don't have audio of that part, I don't believe.
You know, just thinking about it this morning, I was driving into work, and we're now at a time in life where people are taking recreational trips in space. Let that sink in for a minute.
I mean, the people that know Jeff Bezos.
Yeah but that's... People who are rich bajillionaires.
Yeah, but it starts there.
It starts there, yeah.
It
you're
starts
right.
there.
It does.
You can now buy a car that goes 0 to 60 in 2 seconds. And 100 years ago, the only people that could afford that car were the uber wealthy. But now you can walk into a Chevy dealership and buy a car for $50,000 or $60,000 that goes that fast. And 100 years from now, they're going to be going into space for a couple of hundred bucks. Would you do it?
Of course I would.
Of course, everybody says they would. But it is a little scary.
No.
It is a little scary.
I ain't afraid of nothing but tinfoil. Mm-mm. Bring it.
So many things can go wrong when you're going into space.
So many things can go wrong driving down the street.
That's true.
I read you 800 accidents a week, right?
Yeah, it's true. No, I would want to do it just for the... You know,
I want to be weightless. That just sounds fun. If I don't got to feel the weight of my ass for a minute, let's go.
If there was ever a reason for space exploration, Kennedy.
That's it. Well, I mean, let's be honest. This isn't exploration. This isn't anything.
It's just a trip.
This is the next step of Disney World.
At some point, that trip will be a trip to the space station. You know, where you can go and hang out there for
and get
a week.
Stuck for 9 months. It's no big deal.
Right.
Yeah, this is like an 11-minute trip, right?
Yes,
my commute
11
to work
minutes.
Is long.
But the sights and sounds and the view, Dan, are a little bit different.
Yeah, you could hear them saying, oh my gosh, you can see the moon. It was wild.
I was reading, too, because he was trending yesterday because of what happened. The quote from William Shatner and what he said after the trip. Do you remember what he said? He said he was sad. It was filled with sadness. All he saw was darkness and death. And he realized that our life is about human connection on Earth. And that was happiness. He was so happy to be back on Earth to be among friends and family, because that's what the human experience is about. Going into space is death and destruction. And being back home on the planet
What was death and destroyed that he saw? Absolutely.
Well, there was
nothingness.
Exactly. He said, I came back and it made me sad. I thought I was going to go out into space and it was just going to be this enlightening.
Lighten up, William. Lighten up.
And then he realized it was alone and it was dark and there was no human contact.
Welcome to my life, William.
He said it was
come
like going to a funeral.
Come over and hang out at my house. Seriously.
Yeah. Yeah, I get that.
Did you see what Wendy's said?
Wendy's the restaurant?
Yeah.
No.
Like when they came back regarding Katy Perry, they said, can we send her back? Like, I love Wendy's and stuff, but that's some shade that we didn't need.
Yeah, why are you taking shots at Katy Perry?
That's what the Wendy's Twitter does.
Yeah.
But I don't know. That just felt a little girl-on-girl hate there from Little Miss Wendy's, Little Miss Redhead.
That is a little.
Do franchises count as girl on girl hate?
Well, when the picture is that sweet little girl with the red ponytails, yeah. Yes, yes, Dan, it does.
I know, I missed that one. Thank you, Kennedy. Anyway, I thought all of it was so interesting yesterday and seeing everybody's reaction to them.
Yeah, memes. A lot of people hated it. A lot of people were like,
that's so interesting.
The internet hates everything.
Well, yeah. A lot of like celebrities, like Amy Schumer, Olivia Wilde, Olivia Munn, just, you know, that it's wasteful. A lot of money.
Carbon footprint and what have
all
you.
All of these things.
Yeah, certainly. I did read it. I was trying to educate myself on that because, you know, people were saying, oh, there are people who, you know, don't have a place to live tonight.
Which is absolutely true.
But then I read other stories that say, that, you know, people not having a home isn't a resources problem. Like, we have the resources.
No, we don't. If we had them, we can't go down this road.
Yeah, I know. And that's what I ended up doing. I ended up because of these actors and actresses and what they said. And then I'm like, well, is that right? Is this wrong? Where am I going? And I spent 20 minutes down a deep rabbit hole.
All of that stuff is probably true, but I would still go to space if given the opportunity.
Right. They are not mutually exclusive, no. Dan. That is correct.
Like, I don't blame Katy Perry and Gayle King. I would do the same thing.
Mm-hmm, of course. Mm-hmm, of course. Mm-hmm. Especially if somebody else was footing the bill. So
100%.
He paid for it, correct?
I think so.
Do you think they had to put something up, or
I think he paid
I
for
think
it.
He probably
it's a, it's like essentially getting an influencer to promote your thing because at some point down the road you're going to want to sell it to normal people.
I think his girlfriend wanted to do this and he said, okay, honey.
Who do you want to take? Girls trip.
He's like, how much do you guys need?
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop, game time.
Kennedy, say good morning to Elena from Needham.
Hello, good morning.
Kennedy, good morning.
What's happening?
You work at the Staples corporate office?
I do. I'm on my way there right now.
Were you there when we came to visit many, many years ago and we brought pizza?
I probably was not. I am sort of newish.
Oh, okay.
Within, if it was not in the past 3 years, then I was
oh,
not.
No. This was back in like 1972, I think, or something.
Unfortunately, right. No. I was not there.
Elena, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Dan, they gave us lots of post-it
Thank
notes
you.
For free.
Carson,
pays the note
my brother plays basketball with you.
Who's your brother?
Ben.
Ben?
Yeah.
He is a baller.
He loves playing with you.
Oh, really?
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
I don't know many people that enjoy playing with me.
It's awesome. We're huge fans. When he first found out that he was playing with you, the two of us were like, are you kidding me? Why did it take you like a year to figure this out?
That's funny. All right, here we go. 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you score yourself $100. If you tie, that is a loss for you. Kennedy's gone into the soundproof studio. Question number 1, Elena. Sheryl Crow and Leanne Rimes are joining The Voice as mega mentors. You have to say it like that, Dan. Who has hosted The Voice since its premiere in 2011?
Carson Daly.
Leslie Odom Jr. will return to play Aaron Burr in Hamilton on Broadway for the first time in almost a decade. Which U.S. currency is Hamilton on?
The $10 bill.
A Las Vegas chapel is offering Star Wars-themed weddings for Star Wars Day. Which day is Star Wars Day every year?
May the 4th.
Ellen Pompeo says leaving Grey's Anatomy entirely wouldn't make sense emotionally or financially. Which city is Grey's Anatomy set in?
Oh, geez. I might be the only person that doesn't watch. Chicago.
Question number 5. It sounds like Post Malone has another country album on deck. He admitted that he's made 2 more trips to Nashville for the new project, and they've already made probably 35 songs. What was the name of Post's first country album?
F1 Trillion.
Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy! When you're out there on the court with her brother, Ben,
yes.
What's your game like? You're out there, You're setting picks?
That's
cleaning
Dan,
the board.
I am setting picks, and I am fouling if you're coming in the paint because this is my house.
He's doing the dirty work.
I'm just out here doing the and missing a lot of layups too. I tend to miss a lot of layups nowadays.
Real 80s game. You're a throwback game.
I've fallen off, Dan, unfortunately. Elena got 1, 2, 3, 4 out of 5. Woo! Right.
Well done, my friend.
Thank you.
All right, Kennedy, here we go. These are tough. Question number one. Sheryl Crow and Leanne Rimes are joining The Voice as Mega Mentors. Who's hosted The Voice since its premiere in 2011?
Carson Daly?
They didn't workshop that name enough.
Mega Mentor. And I hope like a pterodactyl comes on screen. Leslie Odom Jr. will return to play Aaron Burr in Hamilton on Broadway for the first time in almost 10 years. Which U.S. currency is Hamilton on?
$10. Founding Father.
Dan,
without
are you excited?
A father, got a lot farther by working a lot harder, by being a lot smarter, by being a self-farter. By 14, they placed him in charge of the trading chart. Yes, I'm excited, but I looked at the tickets and I will not be attending.
They're not $10, are they, Dan?
They are not $10.
They are not.
Tied to 2, question number 3. Las Vegas Chapel is offering Star Wars-themed weddings for Star Wars Day. Which day is Star Wars Day every year?
May the 4th.
3-3, question number 4. Ellen Pompeo says leaving Grey's Anatomy entirely wouldn't make sense, emotionally or financially. Which city is Grey's Anatomy set in?
Seattle?
It is Seattle. Good guess.
Pull.
4-3, question number 5. It sounds like Post Malone has another country album on deck. He admitted that he's made 2 more trips to Nashville, and they already have 35 songs.
Wow.
What was the name of Post's first country album?
F1 Trillion?
F1 Trillion. Mega Mentor. 5-4 is the final score. Elena, I'm sorry. Kennedy gets the win. You don't get the cash, but thank you so much for calling
in
to play this morning.
Nice job, Kennedy.
Oh, you too, friend. That was fantastic.
You did really good. Tell Ben I said what's up. I'll be seeing him soon.
I will. He's going to be so mad that he missed
it. He's more mad when he gets stuck on my team. All right, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name's Elena from Needham, and I cannot beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Ish. Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, of course, brought to you by Subaru of New England. Love spring in a new Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Abby from Norfolk.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Abby bakes cookies for a living, Kennedy.
Nuh-uh.
You're like a Keebler elf.
You do?
I am. I do.
That sounds delicious.
I work at Allie's Cookies in Foxborough. It's delicious.
Allie's Cookies, it's called?
Yeah. Yes.
What's
right in Foxborough Center.
Okay, what's the go-to when somebody comes into Allie's that they're always getting?
Definitely triple chocolate sea salt.
Triple chocolate what? Sea salt? Triple chocolate.
Sea salt,
oh,
yeah.
My gosh.
And your workplace
so
always
good.
Smells delicious. That's nice.
Right?
Mm.
You probably come home smelling
it
sweet.
Always smells amazing. Mm. I do.
I'm sorry, why? Why was Abby here again, Dan?
Something about Easter?
Cookies? Cookies? Oh, can't be Kennedy.
Ah.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
$1,000 is a lot of dough. But I'm... You can hang up anytime.
Will you please kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Sure. Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you, too.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you're going to win yourself $1,000. If you tie Kennedy, unfortunately, that is a loss for you. Kennedy is now in that soundproof studio, so she can't hear anything that is happening. Abby, are you ready?
Okay. Yes, I am.
Katy Perry, Gayle King, and Jeff Bezos' fiance, Lauren Sanchez, successfully completed their space flight yesterday. This actor who played Captain Kirk said after his trip to space that it filled me with dread. It was supposed to be a celebration. Instead, it was like a funeral. Who is he? Who said that?
gosh.
He played Captain Kirk?
I don't think I can picture him. I cannot come up with his name, though.
Question number two.
Oh, man.
Can you tell me which actress played the character of Regina George in the original Mean Girls?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Can't come up with that one either.
All right.
No.
Question number three. How about this one from television? Which actress stars as Olivia Benson in Law & Order SVU?
Nope.
Question number four. Actor Mickey Rourke has been removed from the Celebrity Big Brother UK TV show due to unacceptable behavior. Also, Bella Thorne says working with him years ago was one of the worst experiences of her life. True or false, Mickey Rourke has won an Oscar. True or false?
True.
And question number five in the TV show Friends, what is the name of Ross and Monica's dog from their childhood?
Oh, gosh. Allie's going to kill me because she knows this, I'm sure. I can't think of it. Oh, man.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy! Well, at least we know you're not cheating.
Definitely not.
Just caught the tail end of that. What can I do?
Yes. Abby got 0 out of 5.
Oh, Abby. Y'all didn't help her with even one.
No.
Back. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
These are tough, Kennedy.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not really.
They're not that tough.
Don't do Abby like that.
I'm sure they're quite hard.
I feel like Abby is a kindred spirit of mine. You know, I used to make cookies back in the day, Dan, in high school. I love a good, delicious white macadamia nut chocolate chip cookie.
Oh, that sounds good.
Here we go, Kennedy. Question number one. Katy Perry, Gayle King, and Jeff Bezos' fiance, Lauren Sanchez, successfully completed their space flight yesterday. This actor, who played Captain Kirk, said of his trip to space that it filled me with dread. It was supposed to be a celebration. Instead, it was like a funeral. Who is he?
William Shatner needs to lighten up.
1-0. Question number two. Which actress played the character of Regina George in the original Mean Girls?
No, keep making mouth sounds.
Rachel McAdams.
2-0.
That's so annoying. Sorry.
No, I thought it was funny.
Kennedy, speaking of television, can you tell me which actress stars as Olivia Benson in Law & Order SVU?
Mariska Hargitay.
From the 617, Cookies with a K. Oh, I don't hate that. Question number four. Actor Mickey Rourke has been removed from the Celebrity Big Brother UK house on TV due to unacceptable behavior. Also, Bella Thorne says working with him years ago was one of the worst experiences of her life. True or false, Mickey Rourke has won an Oscar. True or false?
Do you want to win for the wrestler? No.
He was nominated for The Wrestler in 2008, but he did not win. That is correct. 4-0. Question number five. In the TV show Friends, what is the name of Ross and Monica's dog from their childhood?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know.
Chi-Chi, Kennedy, is the correct answer.
I don't think Ross or Monica know that one.
Now, Marcel is the monkey. That I do know.
Yes. 4-0 is the final score. Kennedy gets a win, Abby. You don't get the dough.
But we had a good time.
I don't. We did.
Yes. And 10 out of 10 would recommend Allie's cookies just from your description of that triple chocolate chip sea salt creation.
Yeah. Oh, so good.
Yeah. All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
Oh, I'm Abby from North York, and I cannot be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.